Hello.
Hey, Candace.
Hi.
All right. Sorry, I just got out of my meeting a few minutes late.
Oh, no, no worries.
Do you want to add him or do you want me to add him?
It doesn't matter. Whichever is easier, I can add him.
Yeah, that's fine since he has your phone number.
Okay, so I have both you and Zach on the line, okay?
Hey, Mr. Williams, how are you, sir?
Hi, good. How are you?
Just another day at the office.
I understand.
Yeah, I thank you for taking the time to speak with us on your lunch break.
Yeah.
Were you able to pull up that paperwork I sent you?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Did you have any questions about it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm still kind of free to...
Both of you guys feel free to pull it up while we're on the phone. That way we can make sure that you don't have any questions. Like I was telling Candace, we're buying it in as-is condition, so don't feel like you have to, you know, fix anything up. You know, whatever trash that you don't really want to bring with you, you can keep it there because I am going to get a dumpster. Like I was telling Candace, I'm going to have contractors come in there. That way I can get a itemized work order on what I'm going to be doing to the property to improve it.
Yeah.
If you have that paperwork pulled up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah. So, you know, we're buying it $60K as is. We're paying for all the closing costs. Me and Candace discussed April the 1st or sooner or a reasonable time after. That way, you know, you don't feel like we're rushing you, and you know,
yeah.
We're not. We're very flexible. We, like I was telling her, we buy about 30 houses a month, so we're flexible and we know the area very well.
Yeah,
closing costs, like I said, it's gonna, you know, we're paying for all that, access to the property. You know, we'll just need a lockbox on there and we'll coordinate time with you that our contractors can come in and view the property. We will not make it, you know, we're not going to be annoying or cause a nuisance. It's just whatever works with you guys.
Gotcha.
And then basically the agreement is, you know, an arm's length transaction. You know, I'm not holding you hostage on doing anything that you don't want to do. And then on the buyer disclosure, you know, I have a fiduciary duty to let you know we do hold a real estate license in the state of Virginia.
Gotcha.
And then do you see, and then so after we, sign the paperwork remotely, I'll send this over to my attorney and they'll reach out to you probably not like this week, but probably like within the next couple weeks, because we do have a good amount of time to close on it. But I'll introduce you to them. You know, I'll copy both of you guys' emails. That way, you know, since we're paying for closing costs, you know, they'll represent you, and you know, basically just kind of like a greeting email, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you see where it says at the bottom like signature and date and
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know if you have trouble clicking that, because sometimes the software does.
Yeah, it seems to be working. I'm just on my phone right now, but yeah.
And then you should be able to click like adopt and sign. And then, like, click finish.
Yeah, I think everything seems to be working there.
Let me see if I got it back.
Well, I haven't actually signed it yet. I was hoping to have maybe like a day to look over it.
Okay.
Just because it's a little. Quick, you know, I wasn't fully expecting it that quickly, but I do want to look over it just to be safe, but we are really interested.
Okay. Like I was telling Candace, yeah, we work with the state, like mortgage relief, and it's pretty cut and dry. That's why I like to go over the paperwork with you, just to see if you have any questions. But yeah,
gotcha.
As is condition, closing costs taken care of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everything looks good right now. Yeah, so I should be able to sign or get back in touch with you maybe later this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay.
Morning.
Yeah.
I just wanted a little bit of time to look over it.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
Fully process, you know.
Yeah. No problem. Candace, you have my number. And Stacy, you know, if you have any other questions, you know, just let me know. It's pretty short and simple. You know, we do this for a living, so it's nothing new to us, but I can understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, so it says your company's out of Ashland, Virginia?
Yes, sir. But we buy properties in
sort of throughout
50 states, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
we were wondering, I know you said you're like on Clearview. Have you been working with any of the properties there?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I know you said like you're over on Clearview. And when I told my husband that, he said that there's like properties over there that have been like kind of changing. Are you doing anything on Clearview?
No, not right now. It's just I've done work over there. And like, I don't know if you know where, well, of course, you know where Chatham is, but what is it? Mount Olive. Yeah. So, I mean, I've done things, development things, all the roads get kind of confusing because I am very local, you know. That's why it's, you know, Central Virginia. We pretty much cover all of Virginia. So, yeah, we're not doing anything actively right this second. But, yeah, we definitely do a lot of different stuff, development and buying. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds good. I'll look over it, and we'll get in touch with you probably tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
I appreciate your time, Stacy.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one, Candace.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.